What is the crime President Trump said we should all know about when addressing the issue in his press conference yesterday? He said, we all know what it is, except that reporter and their media outlet. So to what crime is he referring? Obamagate was the president's answer. We can't forget that Mr. Trump has likely seen most of the recently declassified intelligence documents showing Obama knew in December 2016 about the railroading case against Trump's National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the falsified Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, warrant applications from earlier in 2016 targeting his campaign advisors, the perjury trap set for some of them, and the intelligence community's direct involvement in the Ukraine trap that led to his impeachment. What's the crime? Entrapment. Sedition? Treason? Obstruction of justice? Falsifying government documents? The list could go on and on, folks. But here's the kicker for us normals. The media and Democrat Party operatives continue to call all of this a conspiracy theory. In the face of the facts after facts after fact, they defend themselves and each other with propaganda lies, continuing the damage that is being done to the institutions of the United States by this farce every single day. And I'm not going to leave out supposed allies of freedom and Trump here. Republican lawmakers knew about these documents, and they let the damage happen anyway. Where were they? Where are they now? They're all talk, and no action is where they are. We'll see a lot of talk about them, but not much action. For us normals, take my advice. Don't get wrapped up in Obamagate thinking a major player is going to prison or even to a trial. It's not going to happen, and for that reason, we all better vote for Donald J. Trump in November 2020, and Donald J. Trump needs to clean his appointee house and keep putting people in place like Acting Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell, and A.G. William Barr, who actually believe in the rule of law and that an average citizen like you and me has to have it applied to them as equally as to the elites in Washington. Now go do your civic duty and vote.